93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Roger Stern. With COVID cases rising, hospitals in Utah are almost filled to capacity. That's according to State Representative Steve Eliason on Fox's America's News headquarters.
We're doing everything we can to try to limit those numbers as we could be on the edge of a breaking point.
Politicians are sharpening their knives over this year's election results. First, New Jersey Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell asked several state bar associations to disbar some of the president's lawyers, including Rudy Giuliani, for what Pascrell calls frivolous lawsuits. Now some House Republicans are drafting a resolution to censure Pascrell.
The resolution underscores that any politician has the right to sue to ensure each legal vote is counted and to challenge any irregularities. It says Pascrell's complaints threaten the lives of Americans.
Fox's Rob Dawson. America is listening to Fox News.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
Since 1979, you've let Delta do it for all your business printing. Today, Delta Printing has expanded their services in a new location. The family who's been there for over 40 years will still offer you unparalleled service for your printing, signs, custom stationery, magnets, company logoed gifts, Christmas cards, and more. Visit Delta Printing and Signs new storefront at 5757 A Atlanta Highway. Call 271-COPY or go to letdeltadoit.com. Next time you need printing, copying, signs, or more, let Delta do it. Rick and Moe's welcomes you back. Come see their new look and enjoy the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's. Football is back. Join them for all of your favorite games. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Try some of the latest food favorites from the Rick and Moe's kitchen like wings, butts, and brisket. Open 5 till close. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Sexy and fun, there's something for everyone. Callie's Love Stuff.
Whether you need a spark to reignite your fire or just some fuel to keep it going, Callie's Love Stuff is there to help you light the fire. Callie's Love Stuff has anything and everything for that special someone on your Christmas list. Their always expanding line of products include lingerie, costumes, massage oils, and the largest selection of adult devices in the state. Visit them at 515 Northeastern Boulevard today. The store for couples and your Christmas headquarters, Callie's Love Stuff.
Callie's Love Stuff.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stand by for some big-ticket weather changes. We've got a storm system on the way tomorrow and then drastically colder on Monday. For tonight, scattered showers in the forecast. Overnight low temperature 54. Sunday and Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, a near 100% chance. A few locally stronger storms can't be ruled out. It'll be a windy day Sunday with a high around 66. Drastically colder Monday. High temperature barely up to about 50. We'll be in the 20s on Monday night and Tuesday night. Coldest air of the season by a long shot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is the time of year for sharing what you're thankful for. And our customers are at the top of the list. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program, and we have the famous Warren Trammell. Hey, Mr. Trammell.
Good evening, sir. I appreciate that.
Sure, how you doing?
I don't know how famous I am. Sometimes I feel like I'm infamous.
Tell me. I know.
Three quick things. Sure. On the 5G, I know you know this, but probably a lot of people don't, that I saw this story out in California where it was causing brain cancer. They're putting these things up near schools and other places.
Yes, sir.
And the school teachers and kids were getting brain cancer, so they moved to. You know about that. That's why it's so bad. I don't know why Trump allows it. Number two, let me tell you what cracking is.
Okay.
Postman was right. It's actually a mythical monster that was back in the old-timey way sailing days, big wooden boats.
Mm-hmm.
They had giant squids or octopuses.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, you know, big, huge things that would just envelop a ship and eat all the sailors on board.
That's scary.
And it had many, many, many tentacles on it.
Gotcha.
And so,
that's appropriate.
Right. And so what they're saying about Sidney Powell, you know, she has so many lawyers working for her and so many lawsuits she has filed. She's like the Kraken with so many tentacles.
Wow.
Everywhere, all over the country.
Wow.
There are hundreds and hundreds of lawyers volunteering their time besides her. It's actually, she is a military attorney. She works for the military.
Oh, wow.
and volunteers her time. It's called the JAG, J-A-G.
I know she's talking about.
Okay, well, that's why she's one of the JAG attorneys.
Good. That means she's good.
And one of the reasons is, she is the only attorney with the authority to prosecute somebody for treason.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Let's hope she gets to do that.
I hope so. That's what we're all hoping.
She's got a job to do then.
Absolutely. And she's doing a great job. And the media won't, of course, give her any attention for it.
No, they're not about to. They play for the other side.
Right. So, but she is doing a fantastic job. All over the country in places that they hadn't even heard about, you know, even out in, you know, Nevada and places like that. So she's working in many, many places all over the country, and that's why they're calling her the Kraken.
Good. I hope she succeeds.
Me too. Other thing is, I want to tell you about the, you're concerned about Trump's losses in these lower courts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's part of the plan. He can't get this to the Supreme Court without all these losses in the lower courts.
Right.
He has to have the losses in the lower courts to appeal it up to the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So they anticipated this, is what you're saying.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, they anticipated it, and it was a plan to lose them. And that gives them the right to appeal it up to the Supreme Court, where we have a 5-4 conservative majority.
which also explains why the Democrats fought so hard to keep his latest two picks from getting confirmed.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
They knew this was coming.
They knew it. They sure knew it.
Yep.
And that tells you how brilliant Trump is.
He's a smart man, no doubt.
Yeah, he's supposed to have an IQ of like 170 or something.
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, we're all pulling for him, but who knows, you know. I agree with you. It's up to the good Lord, but we're all praying for Trump to get in. If we don't, our country will be down the tubes.
Yeah, it will. You're right.
So take heart when you hear about all these losses in the lower courts.
Yes, sir.
You know, be encouraged by that. That just means we're one step closer to getting to the Supreme Court.
Gotcha. I'll do that.
And so that's all really good news.
Yes, sir.
Actually, if you, that hasn't been explained very well online or anywhere. So that's why that is.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully maybe our friend David Harbin might call in tonight.
Oh, I hope so. Hope, yeah. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing good. He has a new project he wants to tell you about.
Okay. Cool.
Has to do with hemp.
Yeah.
The new thing in building materials is what they call hempcrete.
Oh, wow.
Hempcrete, yeah. You grind it up and mix it with lime and all, like you do regular cement.
Yes, sir.
Except it's much stronger, it's much lighter, much cheaper, and is a better insulator.
Wow.
And
if you get really bored, you can smoke it.
you have to get in Alabama, you have to get a license and a permit from the State Agriculture Department.
Yes, sir.
And it has to be like 0.000 THC.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was kidding.
Okay. but David and I are pro certain amount of THC. We like the medical stuff.
Oh, sure. I'm with you. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. It's been used for thousands of years for medical reasons.
Yes, it has. And other reasons, yes.
Absolutely. So, I hope David calls in. He's, of course, he still knows a lot about all the bad political stuff, you know.
He could
take up a whole program with just what he knows.
I know.
But I hope he gets to call in tonight. But I just wanted to give you a couple of things that, you know, this pandemic we have has knocked all the regular news off. You never hear anything about 5G anymore.
Nope.
You never hear about Hunter's laptop.
You're not going to.
And you're not going to, no.
Nope.
And so, and you're probably not going to hear a whole lot about the power lady.
Yeah.
You know, first name as well. Anyway, great show tonight. I just want to encourage you because I think you have thousands and thousands of people listening to you that just don't call in.
Yes, sir.
And because we all appreciate what you're doing and what you're saying, and we're all behind you. And I just wish you had enough money to come in and buy two or three motorcycles.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Trim.
A good friend of mine out in California has a really, really fancy, three-wheeler. Out there, they call them slingshots.
Yeah, that's a Polaris product. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I hadn't seen any around here, but out in California, they're very, very popular. And this lady has a really, really fancy one, and they're some kind of good-looking.
Yeah, they're different, that's for sure.
They are different. They are really, really stylish out there, and they're really stylish with the rich people out there. They They'd be on two or three cars, but they got to have a slingshot to be, you know, in the crowd.
That's right. You're right.
So they're good stuff, good things, and I'm glad your business is doing well. I hope it is.
Yes, sir, it is.
That's great. That's great. We come to Montgomery. My boss and I here come to Montgomery once in a while. Once in a while, he didn't come as often because he is way in the danger zone as far as what do they call it? You know, when you're he's in the high risk group.
Yes, sir.
And so we have kind of sort of avoided coming to Montgomery lately, but when we do, we drive by your shop every day. every time we come down there, we drive by your shop.
Well, cool. Thank you.
Oh, I pointed out to him, said, "There's my buddy over there."
Well, I appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Trammell. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the time, and hope you guys can come back up to Hatchet Creek sometime.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'll make a point to do that. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Trammell. Take care of yourself.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. All right, we got to hit a break, guys.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net. Or call 286-4140.
I love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time. And I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helped with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Hey, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority, to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and... Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support? When you choose a Medicare plan from United Healthcare, you get more. Like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call United Healthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on a year-over-year comparison of United Healthcare plans.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. An article broke today. Clinton's Ohio Super PAC, shortly before the riots happened in Chicago, a Mexican terrorist named Zalima Rodriguez was given a burner phone and $17,000 cash to attack Trump supporters in Chicago. This is Project Veritas broke this. This is interesting.
Hey.
Proof that the Clinton force had paid someone to attack Trump's supporters. This is unbelievable. Of course, this won't go, you know, they won't prosecute anybody for this because they just don't. That's how it works. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was okay. How about you?
Yeah, it was okay. Wanted to share something with you.
Please do.
And it's just going to kind of, I think, line things up for anybody listening of really, truly what's going on. Back in the 1800s, 63 million people was done on the census, and it was changed to 75 million because it would have been a national security threat, because it indicated that the U.S. did not have enough soldiers for the U.S. military.
Oh, wow.
So in 1940, there were several groups that formed up. There was an outcry going across about, you know, those numbers. They were afraid that the world wouldn't see us with our military might, so they upped the numbers.
That makes sense.
So there were several groups. One that established itself and, you know, got its foundation was the Black Flag Movement. And they ended up splitting into two groups. One being the Progressive Intelligent Group.
Mm-hmm.
They handled the North. And the second group was the KKK. They handled the South.
Oh, wow.
The Black Flag Movement is where Antifa gets the black flag from.
Ah.
And is Antifa today. The Black Flag Movement back then was Antifa.
Wow.
So as we move from the written word, we move to communications that were advanced, like the radio, the television, the internet.
Right.
And they understood that if you control the message, you would have controlled the illusion.
That's right.
And the illusion was what we think we live in.
Right.
So they, so we're surrounded by numbers that we accept as truth. And this all makes sense to you in a minute.
Okay.
That at the ongoing of the numbers, there were lies. So we were told the world population is like 7.8 billion people.
Uh-huh.
And that's an improbable number, like 300, 350 million people from some sources, you know, they say that.
Yeah.
In the 1800s, early 1900s, there began a mass communication and technology that began to grow. And the Illuminati understood the origins of the information you gave the people would be your playground of the future.
Hmm.
So they understood that they were living in the restriction of the Constitution. The Constitution is law, it's truth, it's a code. They knew that. The Constitution is only as truthful as the information that's put inside the code.
Right.
This will come together for you in a minute.
Okay.
So if the Constitution outlines the Electoral College, it's distributed on the population. What if you manipulate the numbers of the population to reach the goal of the illusion? That would make a political leaning and reach a certain population in a certain area. That would allocate or our electoral college vote.
Yeah, they wouldn't be wouldn't be correct. Case. Right?
So that's what they did on the census after the Civil War. And the census after the Civil War, the first one done was in 1890. And that was also the first year they used any electronic adding and electronic reading to do the census. So originally, the census was done every 10 years. And it wasn't just because, well, let's just do that every 10 years. It's because it took them 8 to 9 years to count the vote.
Yeah, to go through it.
Remember,
all, yeah.
At that time, they were walking and they were on horse. And mail was a slow process. So they used a punch machine to help tabulate the census of 1890.
Yeah, punch cards,
Mm-hmm. They told the public what took 8 or 9 years now takes 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That wasn't correct. So when you go back to the original sources and you read the writings from the political opponents of the census, they explained how it was being manipulated and lied about, and how New York's original number was an outcry that came about because it didn't give New York enough influence of the vote. So they changed the number. And the time, at that time, it wasn't a general public counting. It was a political opponent that was doing the count on that. So the initial census of 1890, or what they called the honest census, they said it was 63 million in America, and they changed it to 75 million.
Hmm.
So in the mid-1900s, 1940s, you know, you had that group that rose up. Well, if you understand that Trump, he was trained by Nixon, and he knew about the illusion.
Okay.
So, knowing that, he wanted to change it. So, if you wanted to take over the nation and have a formula like the Constitution, then you need to manipulate the numbers so that your agenda is perceived as actually being the majority.
Yes, you do.
So if you're projecting, huh?
Yes, you're right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was agreeing with
so
you.
So if you're, I'm talking on my cell phone, so I can't tell if you're starting or stopping on my phone yet, cuckoo. If you're projecting the information the population is getting, just keep repeating the lies until you generate, you know, and you actually, with people dying and people being born, it becomes a common knowledge and people don't question it, especially if you're eliminated, if you've eliminated all the written history that would contradict your common knowledge. And that's where we're at now in the 20th century. The last 60 or 80 years, they've had it easy and let the system work for them. Like Reagan, he won a 49-state landslide, right?
Right.
So if you go back, the day before, going back to the 1800s, before they placed the cornerstone for the building to hold the document of the federal government, they destroyed every census document prior to 1840. And the people that they had do that,
yeah,
was the Black Flag.
Really?
Yeah. The director of the census went to Congress and requested the destruction of the census material held by the federal court. And they said, yeah, because that was moving to the next phase. The next phase, you've heard of the global warming?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so the first mention of that was in 1904. It was written in a college paper thick as a book.
Oh, wow.
They need to come up with a global climate manipulation.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
A narrative.
Yep.
Just like, you know, Agenda 21, Agenda 25.
Yep.
Yeah, so their agenda they laid out, Edward Pike was the original writer of the agenda, 1860s, 1870s. So what they relied on is the illusion of the numbers since the Civil War. And they know that they needed to manipulate the Constitution, but they couldn't manipulate it enough to achieve the progressive agenda. So they know if they injected false numbers that they could manipulate the code and the Constitution.
That makes sense.
It's their 120-year plan or agenda. So they manipulated the numbers in the electoral map over the years, using wars, pandemics, all these events that they created, and they used the numbers that they needed to gradually move the perception of America.
Wow. That makes sense.
And so Trump was trained by Nixon, taught by Nixon about this. That's what the Nixon Watergate was about, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
And so here's what Trump's plan is. He's going to expose the entire system. just to give you a heads up of what he said he's going to do. Economic system, banks, the Great Reset using COVID-19, IRS, IMF, the biz, the deep state, the invisible enemy and their entire system. Control the countries with election, control the people with debt, control the people's economy, control the people by having control over the politicians because they're blackmailed because they got them into office with, you know, the cheating machine.
Right.
Because countries have been put into debt. Control these people to create laws to control the people.
Oh, sure.
And a couple other things real quick.
Hang on. I got to hit a break. Okay. So you need to, can you put her on hold for me? I got to hit a break. So hold on for me, honey, and we'll be back shortly.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail.
You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon, our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support. When you choose a Medicare plan from UnitedHealthcare, you get more. Like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call UnitedHealthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on a year-over-year comparison of UnitedHealthcare plans.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stand by for some big-ticket weather changes. We've got a storm system on the way tomorrow and then drastically colder on Monday. For tonight, scattered showers in the forecast. Overnight low temperature 54. Sunday and Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, a near 100% chance. A few locally stronger storms can't be ruled out. It'll be a windy day Sunday with a high around 66. Drastically colder Monday. High temperature barely up to about 50. We'll be in the 20s on Monday night and Tuesday night.
coldest air of the season by a long shot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air, and hope this is Sahar.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're there. You're back on, huh?
Yeah. So if the deep state manipulates the numbers, so let's say they've got to do something with the numbers. They've got to do something with the numbers. And when I say numbers, everything's about numbers. If you kind of look at the movie Matrix, this is the same thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with the people? They're just building this illusion. And so, like, they want to create a war every time they have to manipulate the numbers. Like, they have to fix their system that they have going on, their banking system, mm-hmm. so they'd have a war.
Right.
Every time the economy got shot, you know, you started seeing it go downhill, they'd have a war.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's good. War's
they
good.
Did it to manipulate the numbers.
Yep.
But speaking of numbers, Zuckerberg gave $18 million. He funded a safe election project.
Safe election project. I like that.
That's what it's called. It went to a lot of the counties that are having the problems. Like Philadelphia gave $2.5 million. Chester County, $2.2 million. Delaware County, $2 million. And yeah, Kemp and Secretary of State is going to be the first to go down in Georgia.
Hmm.
$100 million was paid to Dominion.
Wow.
For election insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give you a code word.
Okay.
Yeah. So I heard Mr. Trimble talking about the cracking that Sidney Powell referred to.
Right.
The Kraken is a code word for Department of Defense Cyber System Warfare Program.
Ah.
It tracks and hacks.
Tracks and hacks. I like that.
Yeah. So, it's my version of it. So, she said they're going to release the Kraken. That means they have everything.
Hmm.
They have everything. And all of this will go to the Supreme Court and then the U.S. Supreme Court. Without conviction, I believe Trump will get it.
Wow.
And they'll say it's fraud. He doesn't have to prove everything, you know.
Yeah.
All he's got to do is prove fraud. That's all
right.
He's got to do.
So he can get a revote.
And he's got that evidence. He has overwhelmed. Did you hear when President Trump called in to the hearing?
Yes, I heard.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I forgot what all he said, but I heard.
Yeah.
It.
Did you hear them clapping and applauding
yes.
about
oh,
you
yes.
talking about the? Yeah, so I know we got this in the bag. So and that's what they're worried about, because then it's going to get sent over to the House and the Senate. And I know he's going to get elected. And when he does, that's when I believe that message is going to go out on the emergency broadcasting system from him, giving you a heads up, it's begun, and you better hunker down, you better be prepared.
Well, time will tell. We'll know in the fullness of time.
So
yeah, because you never know. I mean, this is deep. This is really deep with these people. I mean, it's like, you would think when they're talking about the crack and they were talking about tentacles, but, you know, and it branches out every which way but loose, but.
Oh, sure.
That,
we just got to sit and wait.
That emergency broadcast system message is concerning the insurrection that's going to take place afterward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be something like people have not seen.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen. I was informed that people would see things that they thought they'd never see happen.
Hmm.
And think about why Obama didn't want to push about Iran stopping at his nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I can't really go into all that, but So I'm just saying that I really hope that the people are preparing
for what's coming. I do too.
Just understand that these people, the Antifa and such, that they're having go out to riot and shoot and just burn buildings. They did the same thing back in the 1800s. The Black Flag, they did the same thing.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, the Black Flag came over from Germany. They're the same folks that were Nazis and gave them citizenship in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
You're familiar with that one.
Uh-huh.
So, it's been like you and the postman's been saying for a long, 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 long time. You know, I hope that people are listening and hearing, what's going on. I don't even think they realize that they have been muzzled. They're using these masks as a muzzle. It's a joke to them.
Yep.
And if they don't know what socialism's like, well, keep in mind when you were told to stay home or you go to the store and they dictated what was going to be sold in the stores or when you could get gas or when your child can go to, that's socialism.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And these people that do want to go for socialism or go for the Democratic line of thinking, it's only going to get worse because they want to push us all into the city, vaccinate, microchip us.
Absolutely.
That's no joke.
I know.
And I wanted to share, too, speaking of the vaccination, I was told the new vaccine that Bill Gates came out with, it infuses into your veins and into your skin. You have, if you cut it out, you have to cut a large portion of wherever they put that out. You can't just like take that little, they actually microchip you.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So you take that and it causes you to get diseases.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
And I don't know why they don't want to take... I mean, look at Trump, okay? He's cured. He took a therapeutic, which was the hydrochloroquine, the HCQ. So if you have a cure, why do you need a vaccine?
Exactly. People need to start asking these simple questions.
These people that's going to take the vaccine's going to wish they didn't.
Yep.
If they only knew what, the makeup of it is, they wouldn't do it. If they knew what it was going to do to them, they wouldn't do it. I mean, that's like just playing guinea pig with that.
Yep.
So I hope they listen to you. I know you've been stressing it and trying to convince everybody of the truth, and what you're telling them is the truth. I'm just, I don't know where all this is really going to truly go, how it's going to roll out, but, the people just need to be prepared and stay smart and stop. People need to rise up together and say enough's enough.
Yep.
I mean, there's individuals filing lawsuits. They're putting in the money together and just suing these governors and these mayors as individuals.
Good. They need to fight fire with fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, it was good talking to you.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good week.
You too, hon. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, caller, are you still there?
Yeah, Terry, I'm here.
Thank you for calling, man. Thank you for holding. What's going on?
Oh,
Oh, wait a minute. I know who this is. You enjoyed that last call, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was about to say, man, I'm following, a PhD, and I'm just a first grader.
I know.
Okay, in comparison to what I have to offer. First, Terry, if I sound a little strange or doped up, it's not that. I had breakfast this morning. I've been on the go all day, and the only thing I've had to eat since about 8 o'clock is a bag of M&Ms and
peanut M&Ms or regular?
Yeah, M&Ms? Peanut M&Ms,
okay.
Brother.
I got you.
And pretzels, and that's it.
Well, I appreciate you spending your time with me, man. That's cool. Thank you.
Well, I took off this morning and went to, let's just say, a bookstore on the beach. Okay.
Oh wow, cool.
And we sold 4 books at our book signing.
Good.
So, it's better than none.
That's right.
But here's last week, a buddy of mine, him and I went to school together. And this year is my coming up on the 40th year.
Wow.
Yeah. We graduated in 81. So he calls me. Actually, I think I was at the law office when he got a hold of me, messaged me on Facebook or something. And I think that's what it was. And he wanted to know if I wanted to go to shooting range. And that's not something I do. But so we went to the shooting range. And, you know, just for a change of pace.
Sure.
And we get there. It's a little place in Coosa County. And I guess as far as shooting ranges go, it's just a place out in the country where that's relatively safe. And it's an embankment that you're shooting into about 100 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get there, this guy's got his truck backed up against it.
Hmm.
And he's training in his scopes. Shooting at least three different rifles.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
And these are not your daddy's 30-30s or 30-06s. If you understand.
Not your daddy's deer rifle.
Exactly.
Huh? Gotcha.
So, but that's not what concerned me. Guess what was up the hill from this shooting range?
No idea.
5G tower.
Oh boy, really?
Exactly.
That ain't good.
So today I'm traveling down 331 going to this my book signing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't nearly as lightheaded at 9 o'clock as I am now.
Sure.
But I'm just noticing, it seems like, you know, periodically along the way, I guess what these are 5G towers that I continue to see down 331.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get down there to 30A, and there's this water tower, it's, I want to say it says Inlet Beach. Yeah. I know it says Inlet something.
Right.
And the 5G is on top of the water tower.
Oh, wow.
And, well, this is just me thinking out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the reasons that they have us on lockdown, if you're in your part of the country and you see something, then maybe I'm a little skeptical of what you're seeing because I haven't seen it.
Right.
But if I get in my car and I drive down there and I see it as well, then I'm not nearly as skeptical because I've seen whatever it is with my own eyeballs.
There you go.
Okay, so I drive down there and I come to this intersection and there is 5G on top of the water tower. Now, it looks ominous enough on these towers out there anywhere, whether it's in town, like you see it along 85 before you get to Ann Street.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's where I see them.
Sure.
And then all the way up down 331 on these towers. But on top of that water tower, here's what it reminds me of. Stonehenge.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, the size, and I realize the stones at Stonehenge are, you know, the land mass that they cover up is considerably larger than the top of this water tower.
Sure.
But it's ominous.
Yeah, it is.
And, oh, yeah, I didn't mind listening to that, to our last caller. You know, and I have to, well, one of my last communications, I might have went off the rails a little bit. So
that's okay.
You'll have to forgive me.
I do. It's okay. I understand completely. I'm beginning to understand more and more, so it's okay.
Terry, it's my pleasure, buddy. And, while I'm blowing my horn, okay. we have now sold books in 4 states out of 50.
Congratulations.
Or as our previous president said, 57.
Oh, wow. That's great. Only 53 more to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, James.
Terry, have a nice season,
you
bro.
You too, buddy. Take care. All right, we're late for break, but I had to get James in. He waited long enough.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Well, we were kind of late on that break, so I really only got like 6 minutes or so before we hit the top of the hour, the five-minute break. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. You're listening to a man named Terry Adams. I started this program some 6 years ago, and as I like to say, they started it, not me. They infected me, so I'm just trying to get the world to understand what they've been doing to us, what they're currently doing to us, and what they have planned for us. It's kind of what started this program. And then Postman came along and blew my mind a couple of years later. And he's been here, what, 5 years, 4 years? I don't know.
Going on four.
Going on four.
Yeah, before next year.
Yeah. So that's what this program's all about. It's about the truth. And I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt. And speaking of that, I have something I want to read you that has hit the internet. It's a joke. And it features two of my people that I don't particularly care for. That'd be Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. One day, Nancy Pelosi calls Chuck Schumer and says, "I got a plan to help us win in 2020 and help us retain control of Congress and also to take the Senate." So Chuck says, "Great, Nancy, but how can we do that?" And she said, "Well, we'll get some cheesy clothes and shoes like middle-class Americans wear. We'll stop at the pound and pick up a dog, say a Labrador Retriever. Everybody loves labs. Then we'll go to a nice old country bar in Montana and show them how much admiration and respect we have for the hardworking people living there." So that's what they did. and found the place just where they were looking for in Bozeman, Montana. With the dog in tow, they walked into the bar and stepped up. The bartender took a step back and said, "Hey, aren't you Chuck Schumer or aren't you Nancy Pelosi?" "Yes, we are," said Nancy, "and what a lovely town you have here. You know, we were passing through and Chuck said, why don't we just stop and take in some of the local color?" So they ordered a round of bourbon for the whole bar and started chatting up a storm with anyone who would listen. A few minutes later, a grizzled old rancher came in, walked up to the Labrador, lifted its tail, looked underneath, shrugged his shoulders, and walked out. A few minutes later, in came another old rancher, walked up to the Labrador, lifted its tail, looked underneath, scratched his head, and left the bar. For the next hour, a dozen or so more ranchers came in, walked over to the Labrador, lifted up its tail, and left, shaking their heads. Finally, they couldn't stand it anymore, and Nancy said, "Why did all those ranchers come in here and look under our dog's tail? Is this some sort of custom you have here?" "Oh, no," said the bartender. "Someone out there is running around town claiming there's a Labrador retriever in here with two assholes."
Oh, man.
Anyway, I don't normally use offensive language, but I felt like in this case it was probably worth it. So, there. I don't like those people. I don't like those people at all. I can't stand those people, as a matter of fact. Schumer, believe it or not, Wiener, the one that's in prison, or one that just got out of prison, though his laptop's got all the pedophilia and stuff on it, Wiener interned under Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is the lawmaker who stopped the Waco hearings in the middle of the truth, finally getting told about the armed helicopters and stuff shooting the Branch Davidians. Schumer is the lawmaker in control that stopped the hearings. Schumer is a POS. Schumer needs to be tried for treason, for crimes against humanity, and he needs to be hung or shot for treason, in my opinion. I mean, he's at the top of the POS list, in my opinion. Of course, I could be wrong, but I'm not. I might be wrong, but I'm not. That's just kind of how he is. So 272-9228 is the number here. If you want to call, please call. I'd love to listen to what you have to say about anything. We have no set topic. You can call and tell me I'm crazy if I think that it's over. Whatever you want to tell me, I don't care. Come on, call. You're more than welcome to call. Gosh, we've been everywhere tonight. We've talked about, you know, I mean, I could sit here all night and read you the different stories about what Sydney is saying, what's being done, what Trump's doing, the setup, da 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 da. But you know all that. We just don't know what's going to happen. And once again, as he has a habit of doing, Postman completely blew my mind in the first hour when he, I've been saying that they will stop at nothing to prevent from being exposed. We're talking about the Democrats. They will do anything, including starting World War III, to get Trump removed before he exposes them for what they truly are. That's when Postman dropped the bomb and said maybe they will facilitate the overthrow of our country from a foreign country. You got to wonder about that. And with all the reports of the tanks in China and whatever, I'm sorry, the Chinese tanks in Mexico and all that, you got to wonder, is that what they're going to pull? Who knows? It scares me. It scares me because they're capable of that, and they will do anything to prevent you from knowing what they're really all about, because they are some evil people, folks. Pure evil.
Okay.
Pure total evil. We have a call?
Yeah, Neil Diamond's on.
Is this Neil Diamond?
This is Neil Diamond.
Cracklin' Rose, baby. Cracklin' Rose.
Yeah, it's a store-bought woman.
You better believe
you make me hum like a guitar humming, strumming something.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what it is. It's Cracklin' Rose.
Cracklin' Rose.
Yes.
Could be Cacklin' Rose. Could be a hen. Who knows?
The Labrador. Oh, that's so good. Solid show. I can tell there's a little bit of a tone change. You're more into, instead of preparing, it's like, it's here. Get ready.
It is here. I believe it's
here. Yeah, man. All I can do is just give you two thumbs up and God bless. But, yeah, Neil Diamond, man, that's what's going on. So.
Thank you, Neil.
The Labrador Retriever. I'm going to remember that. Let me get off the phone, and I'm listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you. I love Neil Diamond. My sister used to